rocking Indiana with a bug in my banana.
Enough in your coffee cup or on a fresh cream puff with a slice of bread or the onion rings or anything else that the waitress brings, you see little black things. On a tablecloth or a clean white shirt, you'll see them, and mind you, they're not dirt, and they don't have legs or eyes or wings, and they don't have teeth, and they don't have stings. They're just little black things. They're on the table, they're on the chair. Wherever you look, they're everywhere. They're on the ceiling, the floor, the wall, and I don't know what they are, so I call them little black things. I'm a man who's never showed fright or run from any kind of a fight, but I was as scared as I could be when I caught one of them looking back at me, one of them little black things. They come from outer space, and they mean to take over this here place. They come in spaceships shaped like rings. Soon there won't be any more human beings, just little black things.
When the shades of night are falling and you climb into your bed, there is no need for loneliness and crying. For there's always someone with you, even in the darkest night. And though you cannot see them, I'm not lying. Teeny little dust mites, ultra tiny dust mites, about 2 million in the average bed. Bunches of them dust mites, munching little dust mites, snuggled warm and cozy neath your head. There are little eight-legged daddy mites and mama mites and baby mites doing what a mite might like to do. You can wash the sheet or spray the mat or beat the bed with a baseball bat, but they will stay no matter what you do. It's those teeny little dust mites, ultra-tiny dust mites, about 2 million in the average bed. Bunches of them dust mites, munching little dust mites, snuggled warm and cozy neath your head. Well, now, each and every human being is shedding flakes of skin, about 10,000 drift each minute by. And those dust mites smack their bony lips and eat that skin like taco chips. It's a rain of manna from the sky. It's those teeny little dust mites, ultra-tiny dust mites, about 2 million in the average bed. Bunches of them dust mites, munching little dust mites, snuggled warm and cozy neath your head.
Teeny little dust mites, ultra tiny dust mites, about 2 million in the average bed. Bunches of them dust mites, munching little dust mites, snuggled warm and cozy neath your head.
Once a lonely caterpillar sat and cried to a sympathetic beetle by his side. I've got nobody to hug, I'm such an ugly bug. Then a spider and a dragonfly replied, if you're serious and want to win a prize, come along with us to the glorious annual Ugly Bug Ball. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the Ugly Bug Ball, to the ball, to the ball, and a happy time we'll have there. One and all at the Ugly Bug Ball. While the crickets clicked their tricky melodies, all the ants were fancy dancing with the fleas. Then up from under the ground, the worms came squirming around. Oh, they danced until their legs were nearly lame. Every little crawling creature you could name, everyone was glad. What a time they had, they were so happy they came. Come on, let's crawl to the Ugly Bug Ball, and a happy time we'll have there, one and all at the Ugly Bug Ball. Then our caterpillar saw a pretty queen. She was beautiful in yellow, black, and green. He said, would you care to dance Their dancing led to romance. Then she sat upon his caterpillar knees, and he gave his caterpillar queen a squeeze. Soon they'll honeymoon, build a big cocoon, thanks to the ugly bug ball. Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl, to the ugly bug ball, to the ball, and a happy time we'll have there. One and all at the ugly bug ball.
There's an old beehive down along our street, and that's the place where the beetle bugs meet. Every night at nine in this little old hive, a doodle bug band plays the beetle bug jive, and do the beetle bug boogie, the beetle bug boogie, the beetle bug boogie, buzzing the whole night long. There's a caterpillar there with his fur so fine, a little glowworm in a gown that shines, a creepy old spider dancing round with a fly, and an old fader bug looking mighty spry, doing the beetle bug boogie, the beetle bug boogie, the beetle bug boogie, buzzing the whole night long. To the centipede, well come on dad, let's show him some speed. Get your thousand legs jumping and we'll cut a rug, cause dad we know you're a jitterbug, and do the beetle bug boogie, the beetle bug boogie, the beetle bug boogie, buzzing the whole night long. A tobacco chewing grasshopper gives a sigh, cause a Japanese beetle has caught his eye. He hops over to her with a solid beat, and he sweeps the little bug right off of her feet, to do the beetle bug boogie, the beetle bug boogie, the beetle bug boogie, buzzing the whole night long. To the honeybee, I don't see the ants and it worries me. The honeybee smiles, says, well, Miss June, they're on a picnic now, but they'll be here soon to do the beetlebug boogie, the beetlebug boogie, the beetlebug boogie, buzzing the whole night long.
Was a little Spanish flea, a record star he thought he'd be. He'd heard of singers like Beatles, the Chipmunks he'd seen on TV. Why not a little Spanish flea? And so he hid inside a doggy from Madrid. Arriving here with the city, still singing his sweet harmony, as brave as any flea could be. He walked around as if he owned the town, humming his pint-sized melody with his guitar. He knew he'd be a star, and in his old hometown, how proud they'd be. Then all at once he met a man who said, I'll help you if I can. He listened first to his song, then he sang right along, for you see, he loved the little Spanish flea. You'll be the rage, I'll put you on the stage in costumes like you've never worn. Well, at a glance, he knew this was his chance, and all at once the Spanish star was born. For when the people heard him play, they all began to shout, ole! He was the pride of the nation, a singing sensation was he, though he was just a Spanish flea, a little Spanish flea, a groovy Spanish flea.
I'm a caterpillar. I'm a caterpillar. Crawling for your love. Crawling for your love. Crawling for your love. For your love. I'm a butterfly. I'm a butterfly. Flying for your love. Flying for your love. Flying for your love. For your love. Well, I'll be everything that you want me to be. Be an anteater. Won't be a climbing up your tree. I'm a pterodactyl. I'm a pterodactyl. Dying for your love. Dying for your love. Dying for your love. For your love. I'm an abominable snowman. I'm an abominable snowman. Calling for your love. Calling for your love. Calling for your love. For your love. I'm a caterpillar. Falling for your love. Falling for your love. Falling for your love. For your love. We'll be right back.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. That like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep under the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
Gary Grasshopper fell in love with Tilly Tadpole, who lived in a nearby water hole. It was just a hop or two from Gary's bush to Tilly's waterside, where he'd spend the day gazing in his true love's eyes. But as the summer wore on, Gary saw his true love was to die, for the water hole was fast becoming dry. He'd hold back his tears and hide all his fears, 'cause Tilly didn't know that soon there'd be no water hole. Then one day it happened, Gary came to find no water there. Sadly he searched, but the now dry ground was bare. He called out her name, he thought 'twas in vain, as he hopped through the bog. When he found Tilly, she was a lovely frog. Oh, Tilly, I love you, I'll never part from you, said Gary happily. We'll live in a tree and raise our family. And then Tilly came hopping along, going ribbit, ribbit. And she went, and she had Gary for lunch.
boll weevil and my little black bug. Come from Mexico, they say. Come all the way to Texas, looking for a place to stay. Just looking for a home. First time I seen a boll weevil, he was sitting on the square. The next time I see a boll weevil, he had his whole darn family there. Just looking for a home. The farmer took the boll weevil and he throwed him in the red hot sand. The boll weevil told the farmer, "I'll stand it like a man.
This'll be my home.
This'll be my home." The boll weevil took the cotton. The merchant took the rest. All that left for the farmer's wife was one old cotton dress. It's full of holes. If anyone should ask me who it was that learned me this song, it was just an old farmer they called Old Rivers. Now that old fella's gone. He found a home.
Tell you a little secret that Brook Benton don't seem to know. It's about that hungry boll weevil and the things he can't do no more. Now DDT is an insect spray and is mostly used around the farm. DDT means drop dead twice and the boll weevils won't hang around the barn. They'll leave you alone. Take the family back home. The boll weevil said to the farmer, "This farmer, I think I'll split the seed. I done heard about that magic stuff you got that's wiping all these cotton fields clean. I'll leave you alone. Yeah, take my family back home." The farmer told the boll weevil, "I'm gonna buy back all my machines. Cause when I drop this load on you, I'm gonna start making gasoline. I'll be a happy man. Yeah, don't you understand?" The boll weevil said to the farmer, "I guess I'm reaping what I sowed." The farmer said to the boll weevil, "No, you eating up what I sow." The boll weevil saw that same old lightning bug sitting up high in a tree. Lightning bug said, "Hey, boll weevil, you still gonna make that trade with me?" The boll weevil said to the farmer, "Then now he sure don't wish me well, cause I sure would look mighty crazy trying to hide in your field with a spotlight on my tail. I'll leave you alone. Yeah, take my family back home. I'm in misery. And you got DDT. I'm in misery. You got DDT."
Stung, but you killed me before I could kill you. I would have stung you. Well, you've killed so many insects and you've sprayed so much spray, so you're going to die soon anyway. Well, if you don't like it, you can try hiding out, but there's no escaping revenge of the bugs. The swarms will be after you soon. It's karma. Thank you. bug that stung, but you killed me before I could kill you. I would have stung you before you could kill me. Yeah, yeah.
Lobsters on me, there ain't no lobsters on me. There may be lobsters on some of you mobsters, but there ain't no lobsters on me. Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How in the heck can I wash my neck when it ain't gonna rain no more? Oh, it ain't gonna rain no more, no more. It ain't gonna rain no more. How in the hell can the old folks tell it ain't gonna rain no more? Some of you must, but there ain't no bugs on me.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to summer. Yeah, it's really summer now. It's hot, it's humid, and we got bugs everywhere. So let me take care of some of them tonight for you. We have our own bug problem here in Maine, living by the water, a lot of mosquitoes. And I can report to you that I have a chipmunk running around my house somewhere. The cats are unable to locate it. It's very quiet. He knows that what they'll do. So it's going to be interesting in the next couple of days. I'll let you know if anything breaks, but nothing's going to break except my wife. She's beside herself. Starting out with the Masters of Reality, Ants in the Kitchen. That's always where it starts, Ants in the Kitchen. And then you move on to Little Black Things. That was Sheldon Allman. That's kind of scary. I don't even know what he's talking about. The Dust Mite song was Haywood Banks. He's got a song for everything, I swear. Urinals after that. I'm a Bug. The Ugly Bug Ball was Burl Ives singing a Sherman Brothers song, probably for Disney. The Beetle Bug Boogie was Jimmy Colette. Soupy Sales. Spanish Flea, his birthday mate, died today. Larry Storch. Larry Storch, Soupy Sales, and I all have the same birthday, along with Bowie. And now Larry Storch is gone. Rest in peace, Larry. The Caterpillar was Big Brother. And Janice, you heard her. Insects from Danny Elfman. Attack of the Giant Ants, of course, was Blondie. We heard from Tony Borello. There's a new sound. Maybe it's not an insect, but it's close enough. Rod Hart, Gary Grasshopper, and Tilly Tadpole. We heard from Walter Brennan and the Boll Weevil. And then DDT and the Boll Weevil. From a guy named Lynn Erlington. That sounds like an answer song to me, so I put it in the file. We'll see. The Bug Song from Leslie Littlefield, and There Ain't No Bugs on Me. Grisman and Garcia. Okay, so we got more. Put on your spray, because they're thick.
Just remember, son, it's never a good idea to play baseball with a hornet's nest.
Bumblebee. tonight. The dancing bumblebee takes flight. And all the flowers in the field prepare their nectar soon to yield. Bumblebee, and as they gather round to see his rhythm burned like raging fire, impassioned by that sweet desire. Morning came until the music's last refrain, and though he knew it soon would end, he'd only live to dance again.
2,906 as I got a gun in his brain, driving me insane. I don't like the ride, so push the best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare, cause I'm a reborn maggot using dream warfare. I'm a demon, I still eat still wild, I think with food, I ain't it just me, I'm a unzipped fly, and I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say, rock tonight, and I say, rock it right, and I say, but I don't know why. Just don't know why.
Looking at the world through flies' eyes, looking at the world through flies' eyes, looking at the world through flies' eyes, and you can just buzz off. Well, I think I'll buzz in the front door, I think I'll buzz around the back door screen, think I'll buzz around your face, and then I'll land on the ceiling. Oh, I get up in the morning when the dew is on the dew, and I date a little maggot named Mary Lou. Someday we'll get married and we won't think twice when our kids all look like dancing rice. I think I'll land on some horse manure, think I'll land on the poop du jour, think I'll land on a squash possum, and then I'll land on your potato salad. Just wash it up.
Buzz, 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 buzz.
Fly. I'm looking at the world through flies' eyes, looking at the world through flies' eyes, looking at the world through flies' eyes, and you can just buzz off. Get that fly, get that fly. I'm looking at the world through flies' eyes, looking at the world through flies' eyes, looking at the world through flies' eyes, help me. And you can just buzz, you can just buzz, you can just buzz off.
Don't do that, Dolores. You should never swallow a fly. You know, he may have another fly. I may sit with her and sigh. Sigh the way I do with you. With you, Dolores. Now, you know, you should never harm a flea. Cause he may have a favorite sheep. That he bouncy, wouncy, wounces on his knee. His little flea knee the way I do with you. We're coming to the hymenoptera now. You know you should never harm a bee. If he is going anywhere. That's right. Cause you could be busting up. Should be concluding some fantastic insect love affair. Yes, sir.
Be careful.
Oh, don't step on an ant or slug a bug.
or approach a roach, or stick a tick in the middle of a plant, or stab a crab. You know, all these hairy little insects may want to, but they can't. Not the way I do with you. Oh, not the way I do with you.
Bounces on his knee the way I do with you. Don't step on an ant in the middle of a plant. You may want to, but he can't the way I do with you.
When you're not even looking?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I want to know. Now what I want to know is where mosquitoes go when the Jersey breezes blow. That's been on my mind for quite a long, long time. We'll never rest until they go. Some folks say they go to the woodland. Some folks say they go to the well. The way they bite and itch me, I hope they go to
low.
What I want to know is where mosquitoes go when the Jersey breezes blow.
Come here, boy. Throw this cat away from me, boy. Let me rest. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
I was
was playing in my backyard and I looked up into the air. I saw a mosquito hovering around my head and he said,
I like the smell of your hair.
Then he landed right next to me and he alighted on my arm. I said, hello, Mr. Mosquito. I hope you don't mean to do me any harm.
He said, no, I'm not gonna do you any harm. I'm just gonna suck your blood. Now hold still, it shouldn't even really hurt.
I said, what? Am I gonna give you any of my blood? No way, Jose. And I flicked him in the dirt. Must have flown out of the dirt when I was sliding down the slide. Then I got to the bottom, he was right there waiting. He said,
you can play, but you can't hide.
Then he flew onto my back. I couldn't see him back there. I was trying to see him. I was twirling around and around. And then I saw him. He's right there on my shoulder. And I said, hey, Mr. Mosquito, get down.
He said, oh, you want me to get down? Okay.
He started dancing. He boogied on back to my back. He did the tango through my neck and did the hustle on my head. He said,
now I'm gonna bite you, Jack.
I said, my name's not Jack, it's Randy. And I'm not gonna give you one little drop of my blood.
He said, oh, that's what you think. I'm gonna bite you right now.
But I flicked him in the mud. Flick a flick a flick a flick a flick a flick a flick. Flick that mosquito in the mud. Flick a flick a flick a flick a flick a flick a flick. Don't let him suck your blood. I was playing in the sandbox. I had a shovel and I had three pails. I was building the great big building, but it wasn't a sandcastle. It was a mosquito jail. I said, Mr. Mosquito, wherever you are, you know you cause me so much heartache, stress, sorrow, and strife. Next time I see you, I'm gonna capture you. I'm gonna throw you in this jail for life. Then I heard kind of like a, it was a mixture of a, kind of like a flapping and a buzzing sound. I looked to my left and I looked to my right. No one was around. It was like this. But it wasn't even that loud. It sounded like it was coming pretty far away, like maybe in his hideout. I figured maybe he's hiding out in the clouds. And I was right, because when I looked up, he came swooping on down through the sky. Look like he's heading right for my head. Look like he's gonna land right on my right eye. But I put out my arm to block it, but he landed on my hand.
He said, now I've had it, I'm really gonna bite you.
But before he could do it, I flicked him in the sand, right into the jail. Flick a flick a flick a flick a flick a flick a flick. Flick that mosquito in the mud. Flick a flick a flick a flick a flick a flick a flick. Don't let him suck your blood. Flick a flick a flick a flick a flick a flick a flick. Flick that mosquito in the mud. Don't ever let him suck your blood.
No me moleste mosquito, no me moleste mosquito, no me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home? No me moleste mosquito, let me eat my burrito, no me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home?
Thank you. moleste mosquito, no me moleste mosquito, no me moleste mosquito, why don't you go? No me moleste mosquito, just let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home? Mosquito, just let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito, why don't you go home?
Yeah. There's roaches, roaches, roaches everywhere. They're on the floor, they're on the walls, crawling up the stairs. They come out in the night, they go home, come the lights. And in between, they make the scene where everything's alright. There's roaches everywhere. Look out, there's one right over there. I had a girlfriend, I took her out at night. I said, let's go over to my house, baby, everything was right. The lights were low, the music cool, she was in the mood. But somebody's child got the loving, the roaches that made them move. There's roaches everywhere, babe, they're crawling up your ass. No, that's roaches, roaches, roaches everywhere. They're on the floor, they're on the wall, they're crawling up the stairs. They come out in the night, go home from the line. And in between, they make the scene, but everything's alright. There's roaches everywhere. Look out, they're coming up the stairs. One of my kids right over there.
You shouldn't leave your food out on the table overnight.
Why?
You know in this city the roaches will get hit.
Roaches?
Yeah, I'm talking about those crazy crawling things they call
roaches.
Here come one, get it. Here come another one,
get it.
Everywhere,
get it.
All in my hair.
Roaches, yeah. Roaches.
Yeah, yeah.
Roaches,
yeah.
Roaches.
Yeah, I went to the corner get myself a bus. Soon as I walked through the door, the bus man stood up and he looked at me. He said, hold it, son, I know they passed the civil rights bill.
They did.
And you're eligible to ride any bus in the city that you want to.
Wallace, care about that?
But the bill didn't say nothing about these roaches.
And everybody stood up on the bus and said,
what?
Roaches.
Here come another one,
get
everywhere,
get
all in my hair.
Roaches,
yeah,
roaches,
yeah, yeah,
roaches,
yeah,
roaches,
yeah.
Talking about those crazy crawling roaches.
Oh, look at them.
They're
over there, over there. They're taking my furniture out.
Oh, no.
Look at them, they're moving my sofa. Oh, wait a minute, look at it. He's going through the front door with it. Oh, wait a minute, what's wrong with Bobby's home?
A roach in it.
Got a roach in it? What's playing there?
Oh.
Oh, you got it. I got up this morning to put on my clothes. I looked
roaches
for my shoes, the roaches,
yeah,
had on my door. He had
roaches
on my suit and my stuck sun,
yeah,
hat. I said, hold it, roachy, I ain't going for that.
And everybody stood up in the house and said,
what?
Roaches.
Here come one,
get it.
Here come another one,
get it.
Everywhere,
get it.
All in my hair.
We got a really, really, really big shoe here for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Right here on our stage, we're going to have for you a whole colony of roaches doing a toe dance for you.
I woke this morning, do you know what I found? Well, I found those cockroaches crawling all around. I found those roaches crawling around my bed. I found the roaches crawling around my head. Since my baby put me down, I'm the saddest man around. And I won't stay here no more. No, no, no. Roaches on the ceiling, roaches on my clothes. Quick, somebody help me, I got something on my nose. Oh, those roaches crawling round my head. I found those roaches crawling round my bed. Since my cupid doll put me down, I'm the saddest man around. And I won't stay here no more. No, no, no. See my baby, tell her this for me. Give her lots of loving and send me DDT to kill the roaches. Ah! Crawling round my bed to kill the roaches. Crawling round my head since my baby put me down. I'm the saddest man around and I won't stay here no more. No, no, no.
Roaches, we meet in the cellar tonight. You, Dean, get in line. Roaches, forward march!
Well, I'll be a dirty roach.
Before you turn on the light, we don't mean no harm, we don't want to offend me and 700 of my closest friends. Nobody loves the roach. Nobody loves the roach. Don't stomp on me, man, let me be. Nobody loves the roach.
Should have done dishes, but you left them in a pile.
Getting kinda furry for quite a long while. All that crap that you meant to throw away, to me and my friends, it's Thanksgiving Day. Nobody loves the roach. Nobody loves the roach. Don't stomp on me, man, let me be. Nobody loves the roach.
In the trees,
we'll still be around long after you leave. You're top of the food chain, we're at the bottom. Don't stomp the roaches, smoke them if you got them. Nobody loves the roach. Nobody loves the roach. Don't stomp on me, man, let me be. Nobody loves the roach. Nobody loves the roach. Nobody loves the roach. Don't stomp on me, man, let me be. Nobody loves the roach.
Okay, we're back again because we're back. We got nowhere else to go, so we're back here with you. We started that set out with a couple of little independent bug setlets there, I guess you could say. Starting with Laverne Baker,
Bumblebee, a evil bumblebee,
the Dancing Bumblebee, a bumble boogie featuring Neil Diamond. I never heard of that before. I'm like, glad it's out of my system. The Human Fly, of course, the Cramps, Fly's Eyes. Was Haywood Banks, We heard from the Question Jug Band featuring My Secret Sweetheart and Little Moldar, Never, Never Swat a Fly. The Mosquito Song from Wingy Minone. Sorry, I could not find a cleaner copy of that. The Mosquito Song was Randy Kaplan. And then we heard something from The Doors from 1967. Three of The Doors. Jim Morrison apparently wanted nothing to do with it. So that was Mosquito. Mosquito, okay. And then the Yeah, Yeah, Yeah is another song called Mosquito. And then we moved on to Roaches. We had three straight songs with the same title. Roaches. We heard from Judge and Jury first. Mask Man and the Angels after that. And then Jack Larson, not to be confused with Jimmy Olsen. This is a different Jack Larson. And then we heard Nobody Loves the Roach. And that was Steve Goody. Steve Goody. Okay. So that brings us up to where we are now. We just got everybody's favorite insect to deal with coming up, which, of course, is a couple spiders. So if you like spiders, if you don't, be forewarned. But anyway, I'll be back next week with some kind of crap. I'm running low on a lot of these topics. Bugs was a problem because, they're messy. Anyway, they're all over the place, too. We had an invasion of ladybugs, literally hundreds and thousands at a time. But they haven't come back, so this is good. Anyway, I'll see you next week. Okay, have fun.
Myself, I've snagged me a sucker. I came close and ran my fingers through your hair. And put five of my pet black widow spiders in there. Whatever you do, don't you move your head, they don't. You don't like to be dead. Baby cakes, you're my spider pasture now.
Ooh, spider. Ooh, spider.
The flies won't bother you. You won't need a comb.
Ooh, spider.
My little darlings will love their new home. Wanted to make me your hot little chick. Now didn't I pull the cutest little trick? They're laying their eggs, now soon your head will be the spawning ground for 1,003. Baby cakes, you're my spider pasture.
Then I think I'll settle down in a decent part of town.
big fat spider gonna catch me a fly. Watch out for the spider, spider, spider. Fat spider waiting for some fluff to come by. Watch out for this spider by and by. Watch out for this spider.
In the evening, me and my girl on me bed relaxing. Me little daughter Iris saying goodnight, so she want a kiss. But before the mother could tell, she know how you don't know. She opened the door, stand up straight, jam up to the wall. She eye open big and she start to bawl.
Daddy, daddy, look a spider on top of mommy.
I sure she know, otherwise she don't make it go.
Take a piece of wood
and make sure you flog it good, she said.
Don't look at that big fat hairy spider on mommy bed.
You could imagine now how I'm frightened, but first afraid spider. I say just in case he jump on me, I have me blackjack in me hand already set like a cascabel on the bed. When I finish with the spider, is dead, he dead, you hear the child.
Daddy, daddy, put the spider on top of mommy.
I sure she ain't no, otherwise she'd make it go.
Take a piece of wood
and make sure you flog it good, she said.
Don't look at that big fat hairy spider on mommy bed.
Accidentally, I touch something, and of us already, my blackjack jumping. I try to wrap him up in a blanket. I didn't want the spider to see it. Apps, the spider come and show his face. I start sharing licks inside the place. My girl start to ball, boy, what's wrong with you? This ain't a real spider, is a tattoo. The child balling.
Daddy, daddy, a spider on top of mommy.
I sure she ain't know, otherwise she don't make it go.
Take a piece of wood
and make sure you flog it good, she said.
But look at that big fat hairy spider on mommy's leg.